I'm Tommy Allison, and I'm chairman of the local Bloomington League of Women Voters redistricting committee. And I'm also a member of Reverse Citizens United, which is interested in making sure that our vote is counted. And we've been working on the dark money and politics, trying to reverse Citizens United ruling. But we're really interested in the vote, so we're working on this redistricting. We want to make sure people's vote counts.
Ms. Allison, if you could briefly describe, I believe it's Senate Bill 326.
It's Senate Bill 326, and it passed the Senate Elections Committee by a unanimous vote last week. But this particular bill only addresses the half of what we are interested in. What is missing is a nonpartisan, independent redistricting commission. In other words, rather than have the politicians choose their voters, we want the voters to choose their politicians. So this is, you know, just half of what we need to make sure that we have a fair redistricting where everybody's vote counts. This particular bill, it has a criteria for drawing the districts, but it says that, you know, that you won't split cities and you won't do certain things. And then they end with, but if the legislature doesn't want to follow that criteria, they can overrule it, you know. So, I mean, even the criteria is not definite. And what is really needed is that the public has access to the documents that are used to draw the maps. And really what you need is non-politicians, non-partisan politicians, and people in office drawing those districts so that people have confidence that they are not drawing them for the advantage of one party or the other. And, you know, both parties do this, but this time what has happened is that the what we'd call a super gerrymandering was done, and we've got this super majority in the state legislature. And what that results in is a no compromise, extreme a bit, you know, there's no moderation. And so and of course, people aren't represented. You know, half the population is not represented. So it's important. It's very important that we get the nonpartisan independent commission. And there is a bill for the House. Now, Ruckel's House, Senator Ruckel's House of Indianapolis, a Republican, did have a bill, Senate Bill 159. That simply didn't get a hearing, that would have had an independent, nonpartisan redistricting commission. But there is a bill in the House, House Bill 1014, again, a Republican, Jerry Torr of Carmel, who would have a independent commission. Now, it has not even been assigned to a committee. And this is the upshot. The organizations, and the organizations are Common Cause, the State League of Women Voters, and many other organizations, have joined together in a coalition, all in for Indiana, and they won't accept that this is enough. This is only half of the problem. It only tells how, not who, will do the districting. They are saying that the way it would stand with the passage of the bill, that they would likely have lawsuits over, just as they've had in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and North Carolina, about gerrymandering. So we still have a little bit of hope, but this bill is only half of the solution.
And you were saying that you would like to see an independent electoral...
An independent, nonpartisan redistricting commission that would actually draw the maps. Then the maps would go to the legislature to be passed. You know, the legislature still would have the yay or nay, but you would have the population, the citizens would have confidence in a fairly drawn map that didn't favor one party or the other, you see. Then if the legislature turns it down, they have to say why they turned it down, you see. But now, the way they put it, it is that the legislature will draw the map, and they'll show it to the public when it's drawn, but they can pass it, and it can be totally gerrymandered. You have a better chance of fairness without either party getting a leg up if you have a, and many states have this already, that they draw the map so that neither party is favored. You know, it's just simply drawn on a objective basis. And that way you have fairly drawn, and you they turn it down, then they have to explain that they don't like a fairly drawn redistricting map. And believe me, it makes a difference, because what happens is when you have it gerrymandered, you have what is called safe districts. And safe districts mean it would take a supermajority of votes to overcome the gerrymandering. It also means that the person in a safe district doesn't have to pay attention to their constituents at all. The battle, if there's any battle, it's in the primary. That's all. It's an in-party fight, not the whole citizens having a voice in it. These safe districts are evenly divided in this state between the Democrats and the Republicans. And you say, well, how come they've got a supermajority? Well, that's the cleverness of the use of the computer way of being able to draw a district so that you pack voters into one district of one party so that the other party can win other districts by, say, a small majority, even by one vote. And so that you can still have about equal number of safe districts and still have a supermajority of one party. But it's got two things. You know, all of it comes back to is that the voter is not represented. So it's really important for our whole system of government for this fair redistricting be done. And it can only be done with a nonpartisan, independent redistricting commission. And there's all different ways how you select this nonpartisan, independent redistricting commission.
Ms. Allison, is this a red flag to you that the authors of this bill are all Senate Republicans?
To me, it's encouraging. I want the Republicans to do it, and I'm encouraged that Senator Walker, chairman of the commission, realizes that this is an important issue, and he's bringing something forward. And he says it's a baby step in the right direction. Right, but it's only half, and it won't solve the problem. Also, it's encouraged me that Ruckelshaus, a Republican from Indianapolis, the whole bit about having criteria and having an independent redistricting commission, nonpartisan, and also that Representative Jerry Torr, Republican of Carmel, has it in her one in the House. You know, so I'm saying Republicans see the need for this, even though they're benefiting right now from a supermajority. They see the need for this and the fairness of this. I say hooray for them. The only reason that we even have any effort to stop the gerrymandering and get a redistricting is because of citizens calling their representatives, their state representatives. So what I would say is we don't let up. This isn't over on this particular thing. Call your representative. Call them and say you want your vote to count and that you want a independent, nonpartisan redistricting commission, and that you want the voters to pick their legislator rather than the legislator pick their voters. It works, but we just have to keep the pressure on.
Tommy Allison, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you.